Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives reached a critical threshold in the push to release information related to the federal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. At the same time, one committee has made public a set of emails and documents that raise new questions about President Trump's ties to the late sex offender. White House correspondent Liz Landers has been reviewing those materials and has the story.
As the House returned to Washington today, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released more Epstein files that name President Trump. In one email from Epstein to his former girlfriend and convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell sent in 2011, Epstein wrote, quote, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump," adding that an unnamed victim, quote, "spent hours at my house with him." Maxwell responded the same day, quote, "I have been thinking about that." The White House called the emails a hoax and distraction. Caroline Leavitt said today the redacted name is Virginia Giuffre, an Epstein survivor who died by suicide earlier this year, but had previously said Trump was not involved in her abuse.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong. And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
In another email exchange dated January 31, 2019, with journalist and author Michael Wolff, Epstein writes, quote, "Trump said he asked me to resign, never a member ever. Of course, he knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop." President Trump has said that he and Epstein had a falling out after Epstein, quote, "stole young women who worked for the spa at his private Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach." PBS has reached out to attorneys for both Maxwell and Wolff and has not received a response. In another exchange dated December 15, 2015, the day of a Republican presidential primary debate on CNN, Wolf allegedly emailed Epstein that he'd heard the network planned to ask Trump about their relationship. Epstein asked, quote, "If we were able to craft an answer for him, what do you think it should be?" Wolf offered in part that, quote, "If he says he hasn't been on the plane or to the house, then that gives you a valuable PR and political currency. You can hang him in a way that potentially generates a positive benefit for you. Or if it really looks like he could win, you could save him, generating a debt." Trump was not asked about Epstein during the debate, according to a PBS News review of transcripts and video.
These emails clearly show that there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia is the ranking member on the House Oversight Committee.
These are pretty serious allegations and lead us all back to questions that should be answered by the White House. And most importantly, the big question that I have and that we have been talking with every single day to as many people as possible is, why won't the White House just release all the files?
In response, Republicans on the Oversight Committee accused Democrats of cherry-picking documents to release and posted their own trove of 20,000 Epstein-related documents later this morning. Many of them are not incriminating, but among them, an email from Epstein stating former President Bill Clinton never visited his private island. The email exchanges come as new information came to light earlier this week from a whistleblower alleging that Maxwell is receiving special treatment in the Texas prison she was moved to earlier this year. The whistleblower claims that Maxwell's meals have been customized by prison staff and personally delivered to her cell. An inmate who trains service dogs was instructed to provide one to Maxwell so she could play with a puppy, and that Maxwell is preparing a commutation application for the Trump administration to review. A possibility the president has left open in the past.
I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. I will speak to the DOJ.
During his presidential campaign last year, Mr. Trump said he would release files related to Epstein if he won a second term in office, including an alleged list of Epstein's high-profile clients, but has downplayed its importance since returning to the White House.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
A few members of the Republican Party have broken with Trump to seek the public release of the Epstein documents. Four House Republicans have joined Democrats in signing a petition that would force a vote on it.
This is the most important fight we can wage here in Congress, is fighting for innocent people that never received justice.
It's just still not enough.
Eric Fudali represents several Epstein survivors. He says the slow roll release of documents creates more questions than answers.
It's been so, so debilitating and so re-victimizing for these survivors that it's like, it's just, you know, it's 3 steps forward, 100 steps back, and it's been like this for decades.
Today, with the House back for the first time in more than 50 days, Democratic Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva was sworn in to fill a seat she won in a special election back in September.
That is why I will sign the discharge petition right now to release the Epstein files,
providing the critical 218 signature needed to force a vote to release the files. Trump and members of his administration are reportedly pressuring Republicans not to release the files. The president writing on social media, quote, there should be no deflections to Epstein or anything else. And members of the administration also reportedly meeting with some House Republicans directly to urge them to retract their signatures on the petition. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers.